Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. The ocean is our planet's most influential but least understood ecosystem, a complex web of interacting species upon which all life depends for food, climate, even the air we breathe. To protect this vital natural resource from threats of global warming, habitat destruction, overfishing, and pollution, we will need a much better understanding of the diversity of marine life. The genome is the sum of all DNA within a living cell or organism. It is the blueprint upon which a species is built and a record of its physiology, ecology, history, and evolution. Genome resources are defined as materials from which genetic information may be obtained, including tissues, cells, cultured strains, nucleic acids, nucleic acid libraries, and amplification products. Information that is not only invaluable for protecting species from extinction, but can also help to cure disease and improve the sustainability of global food production, energy supplies, and new contributions to medical therapies and human health. The Ocean Genome Legacy is a nonprofit marine research institute and genome bank based in Ipswich, Massachusetts, in the United States, dedicated to exploring and preserving the threatened biological diversity of the sea. According to Executive Director Dr. Dan Destel, the purpose of the collection is to provide a central physical repository, secure storage, and appropriate public access to genomic materials from endangered, rare, and unusual marine species and ecologically critical environments, to create a forum for sharing samples, data, and ideas among a global community of scientists and non-commercial research institutions, and to serve as a catalyst for the development of new science and educational opportunities that can help to understand and protect marine ecosystems and improve the human condition. The project is funded in part by the U.S. National Institutes of Health, the National Science Foundation, and private foundations. Its board is comprised of marine scientists, microbiologists, conservationists, and two Nobel Prize laureates. The Legacy also undertakes its own research projects. In the Philippines, for example, studying the capacity of marine worms to convert cellulose to sugar as a means to develop scale processes to produce ethanol as a possible alternative energy source for the future. All this may seem far too esoteric and incomprehensible, but it is, of course, what scientists do. And the task is enormous. Of the approximately 200,000 named marine species, the project has collected some 10,000 in its short history and is working with a growing network of research organizations and vessels to augment this inventory as feasible according to a strict collections policy and procedure. A satellite repository with the Australian Institute of Marine Sciences is planned. This approach to the understanding of ocean systems is not so new as to raise concerns about intellectual property and commercial development, about the protection of such marine resources within national boundaries, and even about the threat of biopiracy, the theft of such resources for unauthorized, uncontrolled exploitation. The Ocean Genome Legacy is but one means to address these issues and to protect the extraordinary potential of marine species and systems, and it is not too early to do so given known bioprospecting in the ocean, which is well underway outside general public view. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.